Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Nitin Spina Limited Q2 FY24 Post Result Conference Call hosted by SMIFS Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that the conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Avnish Chandra. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Akshay. I welcome you all on Quarter 2 FY24 Post Result Conference Call of Nitin Spinners. Today, to discuss the result, we have with us Managing Director Mr. Dinesh Nulekha and Mr. P. Maheshwari, CFO of the company. First, we will have initial commentary from the management, and then floor will be open to question and answer. So over to you, Dinesh, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir, please. Go ahead.
So first, we will give brief financial figures, then Dinesh sir will discuss about the industry scenario. Hello.
Yes, sir, go ahead. Maheshwari, sir, go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you, Avnish ji. Good afternoon and a warm welcome to all the participants to this Q2 and FY24 half-year H1 FY24 earnings call of Nitin Spinners. I hope all of you had a chance to look at the investors' presentation that is uploaded on the company's website as well as stock exchanges. Before our Managing Director elaborates on the present industry and business scenario, I'm giving the brief financial highlights for the quarter and half-year ended September 2023. Revenue for the quarter was rupees 737 crores against rupees 617 crores during Q1 FY24, that is an increase of 19.5% QoQ basis. On year-to-year basis, revenue increased by 45.8% from rupees 505 crores to 737 crores in Q2 FY24. Half-year revenue for the current year is 1,354 crores against last year's first-half revenue of rupees 1,214 crores, increase of 11.5% because of increased capacity utilization and expanded capacity. Exports for the quarter was 58% of total revenue against 56% in Q1. Export for first-half was 57% of revenue against 56% in last year. EBITDA for quarter stood at 81 crores as against 76 crores in Q1 FY24 and 57 crores in Q2 FY23. Cumulative EBITDA for first-half is rupees 158 crores against rupees 165 crores in first-half FY23. EBITDA margin for the quarter stood at 11.12% against previous quarter margins of 12.33% and last year's same quarter margins of 11.27%. Profit after tax for the quarter is rupees 31 crores as against 28 crores in Q1 FY24 and 29 crores in Q2 FY23. Cumulative profit after tax for the half-year is rupees 60 crores against last year's first-half PAT of rupees 94 crores. EPS and cash EPS for the quarter is rupees 5.64 and 9.98 per share, respectively. And for half-year, the EPS is rupees 10.78 and cash EPS is 19.22 per share. That is all from my side. I request Managing Director to apprise about industry and business scenario.
Thank you, Maheshwari ji. First of all, let me welcome all the participants and wishing you all a very happy festive season, happy Diwali and Dhanteras today. First of all, I would like to highlight upon the industry. The textile and especially the cotton yarn industry has faced a share of challenges during last several months. I'm pleased to share some positive developments amongst these trying times which has prevailed during last. And the industry is on a path to recovery, and there are reasons to be optimistic about the future. Cotton prices have remained relatively stable throughout the year, and the gap between international prices has significantly narrowed in last 6 months. The cotton prices for the new season have been adjusted and now hovering around 56,000 rupees per candy. This stabilization process allows us to plan more confidently for the future. Furthermore, utilization in the spinning industry is approaching normal levels, and there are signs of improvement in demand. Reasonable cotton prices, increased retail consumption, and reduced downstream inventory have contributed to this positive trend. It is a clear indicator that our industry is adapting to the changing landscape. However, due to the effect of geopolitical tensions and soaring inflation and increasing interest rates, especially in US and European countries, demand remains subdued and margins remain below normal levels. In conclusion, while we may have encountered some headwinds, the textile and cotton yarn industries remain resilient and adaptive, and we are committed to working together to overcome these challenges and in a brighter and more prosperous future for our industry. Regarding company's performance during the quarter and year, spinning and woven fabric utilization was near optimum levels during the quarter. With some additional yarn production from trial run activities, this has led to a 19.5% increase quarter on quarter in the company's top line. Overall, exports have also increased due to the stability in raw material prices. Despite these positives, weak export demand and expectation of lower cotton prices have kept our realizations and margins below the normal levels. To address these challenges, the company is working to improve margins by focusing on value-added segments, enhancing production efficiency, and controlling costs. With expanded capacities and the modernization of existing facilities, the company aims to improve the cost competitiveness and broaden its products offering to meet the diverse customer needs. Regarding the CAPEX, the company has already completed significant expansion activities, including the woven knit and fabric divisions, by the June 2023 itself. The spinning division expansion at our Hamirgarh location and some part of Airjet spinning at Begu location has already been commissioned during this quarter. The only remaining expansion is the ring spinning operation expansion at the Begu plant of about 32,640 spindles, which are approximately of rupees 165 crores out of the total capex of about 860 crores. In this expansion, all the machineries have arrived and the trials are underway. The company expects to commission this expansion within this month itself. This is all from my side, and now I think we can open for the questions from the participants.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Prerna Junjunwala from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you are audible. You're audible.
Hi, sir. Sir, I just wanted to understand the improved utilization levels. Is it across India or globally the utilization levels have increased in the spinning industry?
First of all, we are seeing that the utilization level in the industry, in Indian spinning industry, is in the range of about 85 to 90%. Last year, due to very high cotton prices, many spinning mills had stopped their production because they did not want it to buy a very high price raw material. So in India, the level is in the range of 85 to 90. And as far as then we have them, we gather from the various information that the utilization level overall in the worldwide is also around the 80% level.
Okay. So now that, you know, demand has improved to such a level where, you know, industry, overall industry is operating at 80%, what will give us pricing power with the client? Because we've been operating at suboptimal margins for a longer time now. We were happy about getting higher margins during the up cycle, but this down cycle has also remained for a longer time. So how do you see from a medium term perspective, when do we get our pricing power back to get normal margins?
Pranaji, as I explained in my earlier remark, in this particular line about talking about the industry, what we have seen is that continuously from in last 1 year time, cotton prices have continued to fall. And they have fallen from 1 lakh rupees a candy to about 56,000 rupees a candy, a fall of 45,000 rupees a candy. In this process, all whatever is in the inventory has also been absorbed by the industry. So that has also, first that has also hit the market. Second, in a falling regime, nobody wants to build up the inventory, or rather everybody is intending to reduce their inventory levels. So this has actually reduced the actual demand per se from the, in fact, the consumption at the retail end could be higher, but overall demand remains less. So once this prices stabilizes and we start looking at a better pricing regime, or we reach the bottom level, then only we can see the margins going up. So it's like a cycle where you are going down, so nobody wants to buy, and as soon as it will start picking up, the automatically the utilization as well as the margins will start looking better.
Okay, understood. And so your capacity is completing in by this month, you mentioned. Could you help us understand how is your debt repayment position now for the next 2 years?
I think Maitreji, you can highlight about this. We have long-term maturity debt of about 145 crores in the next financial year, FY25. And at this point of time, in this year, we had a debt repayment of about 15 crores.
Okay.
Am I right, Maitreji?
Yes. Next year, it will be 145 crores. And this year, 106 crores.
Okay. Understood, sir. All the best, sir. And I'll come back to the question if you have any further questions. And happy Diwali to everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manish from Nirmal Bang Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I joined the call a bit late, so maybe repetitive. My first question on your export market outlook, we have seen, sir, the home textile companies are recovering, seeing the demand recovery. So in our segment, how you are seeing the market recovery in the export segment for the second half and the next financial year? So what is your comment on that?
In the spinning, in cotton spinning, normally our exports used to be in the range of, in the quantitative terms, used to be in the range of 110 million to 120 million per kgs per month. This used to be our normal exports during the 21 and second first half of 22 as well. Post the European standoff, Russia-Ukraine standoff, this all, and in the increase in the interest rates in US, this went down substantially, and it went down to a low of about 40 million kgs also in December 22 and January 23 around. So now this has recovered back in the month, last 2 months data, what we have of August and September, we have already been clocking more than 115 million kgs for the quarter. So I think we are reaching normalcy level as far as the quantities are concerned. Of course, for the pricing, as I explained, there are still some pressures on that.
Okay. And secondly, our expansion, capacity expansion plan, the remaining capacity commenced during the quarter, how we should ramp up the capacity in the second half?
If you see our numbers, which we have explained on the in the presentation, investor presentation, we normally used to produce about 18,000 tons of yarns every quarter. That is 72,000 tons per annum. Mm. So this will be this we are targeting that we will reach 1 lakh tons per annum by the by virtue of our expansion. In this last quarter, we have reached 21,000 tons, and going forward, we are expecting that we will reach 25,000 tons from in last quarter of January to March, and maybe to around 24,000 plus in the coming quarter. So accordingly, the ramp up in the capacity will happen.
And did you share any guidance on margin outlook for the second half or second half?
Normally, we do not share any margin guidance. But as I explained in my opening remarks, that the margin remains still subdued as the demand pull is not that much. Once the recovery starts, cotton prices stabilizes and we start to look up for a stable regime, then only we can go forward for a better margin. As if you look at our last 10 years margin, they have been in the range of about 16%. And in the long term, we expect that we shall reach there. So, but in for the next 3-5 months, we are not expecting the normalcy to come back.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Ankit Shah from ICICI Securities.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, just wanted to understand about the export market. What is the demand scenario over there?
Demand scenario definitely has improved since last 6 months. Since what we were seeing in earlier part of this year, we are definitely better off than that. The markets, we lost the price parity. If you would have heard about my earlier calls, or also we have explained earlier also that there was a wide disparity between the cotton prices of India and the international. So we lost that parity, and because of which our export had come down. Now the parity has come back. We are at a reasonable parity level, and because of which the demand is also normalizing. Of course, we are still seeing lower demands from the European country. Still, they have not recovered to the level what we would expect them to be. But in general, overall demand has been better than what it was in the previous two quarters.
Okay. So, can we assume that the second half will be better than the first half in terms of revenue as well as the profitability?
As far as revenue is concerned, definitely it will be better since our expanded capacities will kick in. So, definitely it will be there. Operating margin wise, I cannot comment at this point of time because cotton prices are stabilizing and reaching the MSP levels in India, minimum support price levels, which is around 55 to 56,000. So they are reaching there. Whereas international cotton, all of a sudden in the last 10 days, 7 to 10 days have fallen by 10%. So we'll have to see where this parity reaches, and that will also determine the demand as well as the profitability part for us going forward.
Okay. So we can say that the margin will be in the same range as posted in the current quarter, right?
Yeah, I cannot comment on that. It would be better that you can extrapolate yourself.
Okay. Thank you so much. I will come back in.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Kalyanpur from East India Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. The fabrics revenue of 178 crores, which has been mentioned in the investor presentation, can you please provide a breakup in between knitted and woven fabrics?
Maheshwariji, can you specify?
I think we have given combined figure of
Right. So, is there a breakup available? I think earlier you used to give a breakup of this number.
Yeah, used to give, but mostly knit fabrics is in the range of 30 34-35 crores and balance with known fabrics.
And what would it be for Q1?
Mixed fabrics are lower, about 24 crores.
Okay. This interest cost for Q2 and Q1 seems to be about the same level. Now that the project has been commissioned, a significant amount of interest would have been capitalized. Now from Q3 onwards, what could be the interest cost per quarter basis? And before you start detailing that,
I think the interest cost before the incentives or anything we receive, proposed to receive, should be in the range of about 25 crores.
Okay, that's it on mine. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prerna Jhunjhunwala from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Your opening commentary suggests that your home textiles started doing better. And your presentation also suggested that woven fabrics are doing better. Could you give some clarity on how the domestic demand is shaping up across segments and especially for you as well, so that we can get an understanding, because export is recovered, you mentioned, and if domestic has also started doing better, then things could improve meaningfully. But most of the commentary from retail or brand, as of now, they are just hoping for a good festival demand. So if you could help us with the ground level demand that is coming up from your customers, it would be helpful.
Yeah. As far as, since you know, there are four, five segments of our basic textile industry, home textiles, woven fabrics, knits, the denims, and also then fifth is the industry textiles. So here we are seeing that home textile demand in the international market is improved. In the domestic market, it is more or less at the same level what it was earlier. But since the exposure towards exports is better for the home textile company, so they are definitely doing, there the demand is picked up pretty well. In the woven fabric, in the formal wear segment, we are seeing reasonable demand. And most of the brands are now, because they stocked themselves, are refilling their inventory, and we are hoping for a very good festive season in next 2 months. And there is a very good festive as well as the marriage season coming up, where this kind of formal wears have a lot of demand. So we are expecting a reasonable domestic demand there. As far as knits is concerned, we have already seen the worst. This is our opinion, that we have already seen the worst. A lot of stocking happened during COVID times, which has already destocked, and we should see a stable demand. We are seeing that the improvement in the utilization levels also at the knitting industry level. So there we are still seeing an improvement side, and we expect going forward we should have better times in knitwear industry as well. Denim industry, however, we have not seen any major improvement. Denim industry, in denim side, still the utilization are subpar and the demand also is subpar. Export side, if you see that we are catering to various denim companies all around the world. So in some part of the world, like Bangladesh, like Turkey, they are doing slightly better than our Indian counterpart. So I personally feel that domestic industry is still not recovered to that level in denim, what we expect it to be. But hopefully in going forward with lower cotton and lower yarn prices, they should be also able to ramp up their production.
Okay. And so also help me with the fabric mix, how much is domestic and how much is export?
I think in the fabric side, our exports is, in the woven side, the exports is about 15% and 85% is the domestic. In the knit side, I think it is 50-50, 50% is domestic. Maitreji?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay.
So it is, 50-50 now.
Okay, understood, sir. And so what would be your cotton procurement strategy now? Well, largely because cotton has been volatile, I mean, reaching MSP level. 2 weeks back, it was 60,000 plus per candy. So how are you looking at stocking up cotton for business purposes?
Definitely means it is means we do not have anything. There is no fixed strategy for this. Definitely not. And we have to see it on a day-to-day basis, on a basis how the how it shapes. But this is our feeling that we are reaching the bottom. We cannot go down below a level where the government will start intervening, and the Cotton Corporation of India will start buying them at minimum support price level. And for sure, if this time Cotton Corporation buys, they will build a reserve stock, which may last for a longer period of time. So, if you see just in isolation in India as a country, we will see we should build up the we should start building up the inventories once the cotton season is in full swing. But internationally also we will have to look at where we are seeing a lot of mayhem happening in last 1 week. The New York futures have gone down by more than 10%. Everywhere the prices are coming down. So we'll have to see both the angles and then decide how to go about stocking.
Okay. Okay. And sir, is there any MSP in the global market as well, or is it in India only? I mean, just to understand if global prices will find support somewhere if it keeps going
up. This is a MSP by government of India, so this is run by them only. We normally watch for the cost of production, let's say cost of agriculture production, which happens below which normally most of the cotton growing countries give subsidies to their farmers. So of course one of the major producers like Australia does not have any such mechanism where they give any subsidies. They purely run on commercial terms. But as far as US is concerned, Brazil is concerned, and as well as China, they have a support mechanism whereby when the prices goes down below a level, they support to their farmers. And that price level normally is in the range is around 75 cents. So even in India, if we calculate the MSP, it will work out to around 80 cents, 78 to 80 cents. So this is how it should work. So normally, over a longer period of time, it should remain in this range only.
Okay. Okay. Understood, sir. Thank you so much for detailed answer, sir. All the best.
Okay. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Nikhil Agarwal from VT Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. So my question was on the margin. Like, since September to October, sorry, July to September saw a dip in realization. So are we expecting gross margins to go further down in Q3 given that there is a lag effect?
Normally for us, already the yarn prices, the cotton prices have also started to fall. So the raw material prices will also come down. If the yarn prices come down, we'll also see the cotton prices. They are moving in tandem since last 4-5 months. So, should not have major impact on us as far as margins are concerned.
Alright. And so, you had mentioned about your exports in 2021 and then they dipped. Can you please mention that again? I missed a few numbers.
Basically, exports was in the range of 115 to 120 million kgs per month.
Okay, and it dipped to 14
million kgs. It went down to a level of 40 million kgs in the earlier half of per month, in the earlier half of this calendar year, 23.
Okay.
And it has recovered back to nearly 115, 120 million kgs in August and September of this year. So,
115
million kgs.
Okay, 115 million kgs per month.
Yes, per month.
Okay, so why are you saying that like the exports have almost reached to the peak level? Why are you still saying that the demand is kind of subdued and like why is the demand also also not reacting to it? And also US retailers are also saying that restocking has started happening. Why is this, if you could throw some light on this.
Second, basically first part is that during last 2 years, we have seen an increase in the capacity of the industry also. So it should increase. Our we went down substantially down. So we should see a basically to sustain the kind of spinning system which we have. As I explained, we have utilization already of 85%-90%. If we have to reach go further, then this exports also need to increase. So it should go up. Also, this subdued basically the margin levels others is also happening because the prices are falling. In a falling regime, in the falling price regime, the bottom of the pyramid, which is the cotton as well as the yarn, has the major effect. People are reluctant to buy it, and they buy it with a lag effect. So that actually reduces the margins of the spinning industry. Going forward, once the prices start to look up or stabilize, the demand per se will improve, and automatically the margins also improves.
Okay. So what would be that yarn figure? Like you said it was 115-120 million kgs per month in exports in 2021, which was the peak. So what do you expect the number to be right now, in which, like, in that scenario, you would say that the demand is good and it would react in the yarn prices as well?
If we are able to sustain the exports above 125 million kgs, a 10% increase from the top what we saw earlier, 125-130 million kgs of exports consistently for four, five months, then I think we could definitely look at much better times.
All right. Got it. That's it from me. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vikas Rajpal from Reliance PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. So my first question is on the new product expansion, like, specifically on the new capacity expansion. So any new value-added products that you have introduced with the new capacity? And also, I wanted to ask on the new client addition, specifically in the export markets, for the fabric division. So have you added any new clients in the export market for that?
So, first of all, regarding the new products, we have been focusing on the newer technologies as well as the newer product range also. So we have now moved towards a lot of blended yarns, wherein we are trying to do a lot of various kinds of blends of various fibers. Earlier, we were doing only 100% cotton. Now we are doing polyester, viscose, modal, various kinds of recycled cottons, organic cottons, recycled fibers, polyester fibers. So all those kinds of various kinds of blends, we are moving towards that. So a lot of capacity has been dedicated into that direction. So that is the new product addition, which gives much better value addition than the normal yarn. So that is, of course, being added. As far as in the fabric division, we keep on adding the clients, and it is not, we are not focusing on one particular substantial client, which I can number, but we are definitely adding many export clients. We have already been working with many of the leading international brands, which we have already mentioned in our past presentations also. But, and we are adding upon their capacities. Even one particular brand has a lot of verticals, where they have verticals for men, women, kids, or home textiles. So we are adding, trying to get into more and more into them.
Okay. And sir, on the inventory part, sir, what was the cotton inventory that we had during the last quarter? And what was the cost of that inventory?
I think it was at the, it is the end of the season, it was, and it was very, very minimal, maybe less than a month inventory would have been there. And that was at the current price levels itself only. Nothing, nothing older inventory. They are not holding any old inventories.
Okay. And sir, going forward, what is the plan with the inventory levels? Like, how many months of inventory would you, because I'm asking because, you know, earlier, when the cycle was very good, we were keeping 5 to 6 months of inventory as well. So now going ahead, that you're saying that, you know, the cotton prices have not yet reached their base. So what would be the inventory level going forward?
First of all, we never used to keep 5 to 6 months. In the last 8-10 years, we have never gone to this level of inventory. If you see our past numbers also, we have never, we every year we look at, we have a strategy which we're looking at the demand as well as the cotton costs and other regulatory factors. Accordingly, we work on the strategy. We, as I explained early in the earlier question also, that we are still to see, we are of the opinion that Indian cotton prices are reaching its lowest level or a stable price level. So logically, we should be building up the inventory. But with the international markets, in the cotton markets going down substantially in the last 10 days, we have to relook at that strategy as well. So I cannot give you an exact number what we are looking at, what kind of inventory we'll be holding, but we'll have a much better picture in another 2 months' time.
And sir, lastly, with the new capex which has come up, I mean, I guess we spent about 950 crores on the new capex. So, what will be the asset turns for this new capacity?
Additional, you mean to say additional turnover?
Yeah, additional turnover because of the new capacity.
This should be in the range of about 1,200 to 1,300 crores at the present price levels.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you so much for taking my questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Akshay Kotari, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, wanted to know whether the disruption currently being caused in Bangladesh would be affecting us in any way or would it be a positive only?
We are suppliers to the yarn to the Bangladesh, so any effect on that will have a negative impact on us because they are our customer.
Yeah. So, but of course, that demand would be coming back to India, so would be going to Indian players and we would be suppliers to Indian players also, right?
That is of course there, but exactly does not move like this.
Okay.
That all the capacity which is down, but This is not something which is going to last too long. There is supposed to be elections in Bangladesh in January, and this kind of disruption for few days here and there happened. Definitely, it has been happening even in the past elections also.
Okay. So secondly, on the denim front, you mentioned that demand and offtake is very weak. So, is this going to be a temporary thing? Because since last 6-7 years, denim supply was a lot and demand was not coming that much. And now the thing is demand is also going and shifting to more of, softer cotton fabrics rather than denim. So, what is your view on denim currently?
I think this is a part of fashion cycle. And we expect it to come back. The issue has been that we had seen a lot of capacities being built up in the denim segment in last 4-5 years. And the demand has not increased to that level. So this is because of oversupply situation also, which has caused this problem. So but normally we have seen this kind of cycles happening in denim industry. And they should recover back, and we should have, once the fashion is back on that side, we'll see a very good demand in denim as well.
Okay. So what is our current capacity in denim?
So we are not having any capacity on denim. We supply yarns to denim manufacturers. We are not having any denim capacity.
Okay. Sir, lastly, on the support prices, the question earlier asked on support prices in the international market. So, with respect to international as well as Indian market, is there some sort of psychology which comes into play when we say that, if cotton prices are at around minimum support level, then next year the farmers would not be going to crop more of cotton and subsequently, or are the farmers indifferent when they cultivate cotton?
No, they are not indifferent at all.
Okay.
There are two kind of farming which happens. One is by choice and one is by design. Because there are areas all around the world where there cannot be any other crop. So they are not left with any other choice but to sow the cottons. This is also there in India. This is also there internationally as well. Because of the natural advantages, disadvantages, topography of that region, this happens. But yes, there is definitely about 15 to 20% of the area as well as the farmers who can switch over their crops. So if they get lesser realization, definitely their tendency is to move towards other crops.
Okay. Yeah, sir. Thanks. That's it from my side. Thanks a lot and happy Diwali.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Aditya Ketan from AK Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Sir, my question was on to the international market. Sir, our interaction with the customers into the export market, so what are they indicating in terms of demand? So when are they witnessing a revival and they can like increase the order to us? So so by when so we can expect this revival to take place?
Actually, demand, first of all, because of high interest costs, everybody last year was looking at reducing their inventory. Everybody wanted to bring down the inventory level, as well as also they wanted to, because they were all seeing two things. One is the less demand. They were expecting less demand from customers, retail customers, because of the lesser discretionary earnings which they were supposed to be left with. And also the higher interest costs which these companies, these retail companies were incurring. The normal interest cost used to be around 2-3% for them per annum, which has increased to in last 1 year's time to 6-7% because of the increase in the interest rates in US, Europe, everywhere. So their intention was to bring it down. The stocks were to be brought down. So now when we talk to various retailers all around the world, they are now at the normal level, and some of them have also gone down below the normal level, which are minimum required to sell their goods. In the meantime, there has been a lot of online retailers also built up, which work with very, very lean and mean inventory. They are able to cater to customers with very, very less inventory. So this overall has led to a reduction in the inventory levels in the system. So that has also caused a less demand. Once now what we are seeing is all these, if you see the numbers of the international retailers, also if you look at the retailers, Indian retailers also apparel side, you see that their numbers are stable. They have not stopped going down, rather they are improved only in the last 6 months' time. So this is an indication that the demand has stabilized. We could see a better stable kind of demand going forward.
Okay. Sir, on to the global inventory position. Sir, So, pre the scenario, so is it possible to highlight how much was the global inventory so prior to this destocking event, and post this destocking event, how much months of inventory is into the pipeline? Any sort of a number if you can give, that would be helpful.
Frankly, I am not having any authentic number on this, but definitely as you have suggested, we will try to get this data out and maybe share with you in
Got it. Sir, on to the export market, sir, is it possible to share the breakup of geographies, like how much would be from the Europe, Africa, US, South America? Any sort of...
Normally, we do not share because of the confidentiality reasons and the competition. So, but yes, it is fairly spread up. It is fairly spread up all around the world.
Okay. Okay. Sir, now since we are already hitting peak utilization level, so for FY26 onwards, so what is the growth outlook? So what is the plan, like how will the company grow post FY26 once we reach the peak utilization level?
Definitely, we have been growing consistently. We have been adding capacities. We have been seeing in various areas. Now at this moment, in view of the past 1 year, whatever that happened internationally, we are now looking to first consolidate our capacity, whatever we are putting, bring them to the top level, have better cost utilization and efficient working. Definitely, we'll working towards having start to offer various things. We are definitely open to adding our capacities towards the fabric side, which has seen good times in last 6 months, and we are also open to add the various kinds of new product offering which we have started. So we are exploring how the market settled down and what is the changes in the product profile which is required, and accordingly we'll go forward for adding capacities.
Okay, okay. Sir, in our presentation, sir, we have mentioned that we are also looking to enhance the value-added segment share. So, sir, just want to know, so how much is the current share of so from the value-added products, and how much we are planning to target to take this to in the next 2 to 3 years?
Like in value-added segment, we have different kind of product offerings. We offer new products and new developments. There we normally about 14 to 15% of our capacity is dedicated towards that at the moment. So we are looking forward to increase this further by another 10 to 15%. Of course, this is apart from the fabric offerings which we are already doing. So we are not considering the fabric offering, but in the yarn business, we are trying to do specialized yarns by virtue of various fibers and others, as I explained earlier. So we are trying to increase that this side. So we are trying to come do lesser and lesser of the commodity yarns.
Okay, so sir, just want to know, so how much would be that incremental margin shift, suppose if that is, if you can share, like
margin shift
now. So from that value-added segment, it could be X percentage.
It is more of a sustainable margin going forward. It, at the moment, there are products even in the value-added segment which is not giving any good margins as such. So this the spread is, the basic idea is to, once you add value added, you also incur some costs towards that. So basic idea is to spread the market, spread the, our whole production in such a manner that we are having less and less effect of the commodity cycles. So the improvement in margins is consequential. Yes, it depends on the kind of demand of that particular product. Let's say today we have also expanded in areas of synthetics, or in also into the various synthetic products which are slightly better value added. But because of very low demand on that segment, some of those products are not giving the kind of value addition which we would have expected. So this is an overall basket of goods which we are looking at. So you will not be able to quantify, I can quantify product to product, but not as a basket.
Got it. Sir, any newer international so market or geography we have like added in our portfolio, so that can like at least maintain our exports momentum going ahead, apart from the traditional markets like the US and Europe? Any new geography like which we might be planning to add, or we have added recently?
Not yet. Frankly, last 1 year has been very, very turbulent. And the exports had gone down. We used to export more than 65% of our production, which has come down to 57% itself. Frankly, in view of the present situation, we have not been able to add any new geographies as such.
Any near-term plans, sir, to add something like which you might be in talks with your customers?
So there are always, we always look at various markets which are growing and which are doing. We continue to work on that. Any new, we are also looking at various government policies also, like new FTAs which are happening. All the areas, all the countries where government of India is focusing, we are also focusing on those markets to add more share over there, so that we became more and more competitive in those markets.
Oh, got it. Thank you, sir. That's it from me.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hemang Kotadia from Anvil Share and Stock. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Sir, where you will see our fabric turnover over the next 3 to 4 years down the line? Because fabric is a high margin business compared to the yarn, and higher ROC business also. And India domestic demand is quite strong in fabric compared to yarn. So if you can elaborate more on the fabric side of the business, that will be great.
Definitely, we look at, you're very right, the demand of this segment is continuously improving in domestic as well as international both. And we have ramped up this top line very fast. You see, we should be doing more than 600 crores of the fabric business by the end of this year. And going forward, we see that this business becomes at least 30% of our total business. So as we keep on growing in our other businesses, this business will also continue to grow at faster pace than what we are doing.
Yeah, that will change the margin profile and ROCE profile of the company. So once we will have a higher share of the fabric turnover, I think that will be great if we will achieve that 30% mark on a higher base, I think.
Yes, that is what the plan is at the moment.
Great, great. And Mr. Maheshwariji, can you please provide the interest cost post expansion or in a cash flow for the first half, we paid around 30 crore for the interest cost. So post expansion, everything capitalized, what will be the cash interest cost we will have to incur for the year?
Interest cost before, without counting the subsidies on the new loan, it will be about 25 crore per quarter.
Okay, so 100 crore possible interest cost.
But for that, then after that, we'll be reducing the subsidy once we get sanctioned.
Okay, sir.
We are eligible for the interest subsidies from the state government. That will be reduced. So we are giving you gross number.
Okay.
Accordingly, that will come down.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best and happy Diwali to the team.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we are taking our last question, which is from the line of Marcel, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah, we can see that our production and sales in Q2 is better than Q1, like 30% of our yarn sales is better. It is probably about 60% better. So in the current quarter, like we mean the Q3, December quarter, like so far October, November, how is the production and sales? How is the sales of basically yarn, needle fabric, and the woven fabric?
They are continuing to improve than the last quarter, definitely. As I highlighted that our capacities, we have already commercialized our capacity, and we are targeting a production of more than 1 lakh ton of yarn going forward. So in this quarter, we are expecting that we should be able to reach 24,000 tons at least. And going forward from the next quarter, we should start crossing 25,000 tons as our capacity gets ramped up.
So out of 955 crore capex, how much is already commissioned and capitalized till September, and what's the balance?
Only 165 crore is left. Rest 790 crore is already capitalized.
Already capitalized. Okay. And this was capitalized. So I think like whenever these were commissioned, there was no announcement made to the stock exchange, was it?
It is, of course, it is a mandatory requirement. So it was already done. You can check the stock exchange.
Okay. Very good. And sir, how do you see this the business trend in this current December quarter vis-a-vis September quarter in terms of our different products? In terms of you can say raw material prices and in terms of all product prices?
Raw material prices, as I explained earlier also, raw material prices have come down by, it was in the range of about, last quarter, the raw material prices were in the range of about 60,000 rupees a candy, 60,000-62,000. And it has come down to about 56,000 rupees a candy during this particular quarter. So at the moment, it is 56,000. If you average it out, maybe this is, up to now, it is about 58,000 rupees a candy. And accordingly, some adjustment in the yarn prices have also happened. So both are moving in. More or less, if you can say that the profile is remaining same, barring the quantities which has increased.
So means like in other words, suppose whatever additional yarn we are going to produce, so like there is demand, we can sell it, right?
We are able to sell it.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Avnish Chandra. Over to you, sir.
Sir, before taking your closing commentary, two small queries. Many management
has already highlighted on various calls that there is a oversupply situation in the spinning, and then we heard the news from Tamil Nadu that open ring spinners are striking and they are not going to produce because cost is not the business is not viable. So will that production cut will lead to some kind of yarn price hike or oversupply situation can be curbed? Any commentary on that, sir?
Actually, the problem what the small scale spinners are facing in Tamil Nadu is they are complaining that they are getting the waste at very high rate. The spinnable waste which is being sold by the spinning mills, they are being sold at a higher rate in comparison to the raw material price, because they are doing mainly waste cotton spinning. The problem with the spinners is that they cannot move their waste prices in tandem with the cotton prices. So the cotton prices have fallen by 30%. They do, normally the waste prices do not fall by that percentage. So that is their problem. And accordingly, that is a completely separate segment of industry, which is, yes, having very small industry, having a lot of cost pressures. The technology is also older. So they have many, many issues, not only the raw material thing. They have many other issues. They have also a problem of the working capital and all those kind of things, the various problems which they are facing, and they are raising their voices against that. I do not see this going to be majorly impacting the rest of the spinning industry at this moment.
Okay.
And, any extraordinary demand coming to other segments is not being seen as such.
Okay. Okay, sir, and one last thing you have highlighted in various answers, this thing also. So, sir, today we have parity and we can't go down because of the MSP. So, do you really see a situation when international cotton price is going down or up, or we might lose the parity in some sense, considering the kind of cotton inventory we can have or internationally we have? So,
actually, this is something, this is a very important and pertinent thing for all the spinning industry which we are, and we are discussing and debating about it internally also in the industry. This kind of cotton prices internationally, if they keep on falling, then definitely we will have a negative impact. But as I explained, there are governments involved, there are farmers involved, the cost of the production, agriculture production also involved. We are not expecting it to fall too low. Like what there was a huge difference in the cotton prices, Indian and international prices, about 35-40% last year, same time. So we do not expect similar kind of thing to happen at the moment. Maybe there will be differences, partial differences. And if this persists for longer time, definitely we will lose our edge once again. This is for sure. So definitely we have to, we are discussing with the government also to remove the import duties if this kind of things happen, then so that we can at least have a parity on that side as well.
Okay. And so this time again, we are having various commentary on the size of cotton crop. Many management also highlighted various numbers and experts are saying. So your view, will it be similar to last year in terms of cotton crop size?
I think our view is that it will be similar to last year's size. Last year also, if you remember, we had in the initial period, we had told that we are expecting a crop about 330 lakh bales. In between, there was a lot of hue and cry and the crop was supposed to be 290, but at the end of the day, it has come to about 320-325 levels, more or less what we had seen. Again, we are seeing a crop of about 320-325 levels this year. We are seeing that it will be similar to what it was last year. But there are wild cases happening all around the industry at the moment.
Correct, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you very much, Dinesh sir, Maheshwari sir, giving us the opportunity to hold this call. Sir, any final commentary?
Yeah. I would like to thank the Smith and the Avinashji for hosting this call. And I would also like to thank all the participants for taking out time for joining us the call. And once again, wishing all of you a very, very happy Diwali. I hope we have been able to address all the queries. And if there is any further information desired, our finance team and our investor relation advisor will help you in the same. Thanks once again, and happy Diwali.
Thank you. On behalf of Smith Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.